Hi, thanks for joining us. This is Clint and Lonnie. We're joined with a special guest today, Mark Lorimer, producer of Bottle Shock, here to talk about the 2010 Napa Valley Film Festival.
Which is the first ever.
Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's great to be with you guys. Yeah, this is kind of exciting times here.
So great. We wanted to talk about the Napa Valley Film Festival, and can you tell us about, I think it actually just happened in the last week or so. You created a Facebook fan page and you just launched the news a couple days ago, I believe. Can you tell us what's happening on it?
Yeah, this is all very fresh. We've been wanting to create a, kind of a world-class Napa Valley Film Festival for that, amazing, for the amazing Napa Valley, the world's top wine country destination. And we've been wanting to do this for about 5 or 6 years, and we have been talking with folks up and down the valley and getting people interested. They've been watching what we've been doing. We used to run the Sonoma Valley Film Festival, so people from Napa were always wondering, hey, why can't we have a great film festival in Napa, What's this Sonoma stuff? So anyway, we started to really get deeper involved in some great connections when we made the film Bottle Shock, which we shot 2 summers ago, like literally right now, August 07, and told the story, of course, of the Napa wines beating the French at the 76 tasting. And so with all that, and now the economy just seeming maybe to be starting to turn the corner and come back and hopefully by next year be a little stronger, we thought, timing is right. Let's actually put it out there and, we'll aim for next fall to have the first annual Napa Valley Film Festival.
That's amazing. The first time you mentioned you were kicking off a Napa Valley Film Festival, I was surprised we didn't already have one. It just seems so perfect, as you mentioned. Mark, can you tell us a little about how you got involved in the whole film business or just a little about your background in this area?
Well, sure. I work with my wife, Brenda. And neither of us are actually, film. We weren't film students. Our original careers were not in film. We're both film lovers, as well as having shared passions for food and wine and travel and, living well and all those wonderful things that we all aspire to. But after careers in marketing and management and consulting and event production, we actually met 20 years ago working in an event production company. So we do have some of that kind of background. We landed in the wine country about 10 years ago, and we were coming actually back to the San Francisco area from Seattle, where we went up to Seattle for about 10 years, and we really enjoyed going to the Seattle International Film Festival, which is a great festival in a wonderful city. We went there every year and saw all these wonderful films from all over the world. We come to down to Sonoma, where we live now, and discovered that there was a tiny little film festival here, and it needed help. We saw its third and fourth year, and it frankly was going under after its fourth year. And we just decided to jump in as volunteers and take it over. And it sort of became our thing. It took off, and it kind of swallowed our lives. But we started each year. I think first year back in 2002, the attendance tripled, and then it doubled again the next year, and it just kept growing and growing. And each year we'd, have a little more money, and we'd hire another person onto the team. Eventually, we had 6 full-time people working for us.
Wow.
So it was actually becoming, quite a little and very well-known festival, but with wonderful films and great food and wine. And through that experience of, we have the background in knowing how to, how to make things happen. We have that sort of producer, project manager, general management type of background.
Right.
And we know how to throw a great party. That hospitality side too.
That's important.
And that is what people can expect when they come to the Napa Valley Film Festival. But this is what really got us into it. And meeting the wonderful writers and directors and producers and actors that came to our festival every year, that got us into, being interested in actually making films. And so we actually made a couple of short films, just sort of dabbling around. And then we had the opportunity to produce the feature film Bottle Shock. And so that became kind of our major focus the last couple of years. And now that it's out there, you know, on DVD and it's sort of out in the world, we can really turn our attention to creating the Napa Valley Film Festival.
So, Mark, you mentioned, you know, Seattle, and of course, there's plenty of other film festivals like that are very well known. Sundance, I'm thinking Cannes, of course, being very famous in France.
CineQuest
here in San Jose, which is doing well. Do you look at these film festivals and then kind of decide, okay, what kind of festival would be right for Napa? I mean, in other words, are you trying to give it a certain kind of identity and certain kind of feeling in terms of the types of films?
It's an excellent question, and there are definitely different types of festivals. There's over 4,000 festivals around the world. No one knows exactly the number. And here in the Bay Area alone, there's like at least 60 from CineQuest down your way up to here in the North Bay. There's just tons of festivals, right? But they do tend to cluster into a few categories when people think about them. There are the very small handful of festivals that really are the sort of the business of the mainstream film industry. And, you know, so that would be, you know, Cannes and Sundance and Toronto, and then some would say Berlin and maybe Rotterdam, maybe Venice. And these are the festivals where, you know, films are positioned to be acquired, you know, by studios for foreign sales and domestic release and all that stuff. And the business of buying and selling of movies.
Right.
People call them market festivals. We have no intention of trying to create position Napa as a market festival. There's another category of festivals that take place in beautiful locations, destinations that people want to travel to, and they're referred to as destination festivals. And so we are naturally going to be considered a destination festival, given how attractive a destination Napa Valley is. And probably the most well-regarded destination festival in the world, I'd say, would have to be the Telluride Film Festival in Colorado. It's been going for 35 years or so. Very highly regarded in terms of the quality of the film. The beauty of Telluride is just stunning. We've been several years to that festival. Just how well run the festival is. It runs like clockwork, you know, with a great staff and, you know, 600 or 700 volunteers who come back every year and just make that thing sing. And everyone is just watching films and just buzzing. And also with these destination festivals, you know, in contrast to the 10 or 11 or 12 day long, you know, bigger urban festivals and the big market festivals, the destination festivals tend to be long weekends. You know, 3, 4, maybe 5 days at most.
Right.
And our model that we like, it's this idea of kind of a Wednesday night through Sunday. I kind of refer to it as an extended weekend. And that's very common. So we aspire with Napa to, you know, to be thought of in the same league as these top destination festivals. Such as Telluride, and there's, you know, there's other wonderful festivals and other beautiful places, and we certainly would love to see Napa considered right up there with the best in terms of the quality of film, in terms of the beauty of the destination, in terms of how well run it is, and frankly, just how indulgent and fun a party and experience it is. So just an amazingly incredible, you know, sense tingling and inspiring experience. That's what we're out to create.
I like that.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. It's interesting with a sort of launch or at least getting the word out, you really tapped into the social media aspects. Besides what's happening online, and we're well aware of it, I mean, it's amazing how your fan base has grown on Facebook and your Twittering.
You're talking about the Napa Valley Film
Festival.
You should say,
yeah, Napa Valley Film Festival fan page,
right,
which we'll put a link to on Stark Silver Creek.
It's grown very quickly already.
It's grown pretty quickly, but I wanted to ask, besides that part of it, logistically, from a physical sense, are you scoping out locations for the actual screening and doing all of that, you know, in the physical world as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We really started focusing on this in early June, so it's just been over 2 months since we decided to really go for it. And we've spent the last 60 days figuring out the base. I mean, really before this week, before we kind of let the cat out of the bag here and said, hey, you know, we're going to make a go at this. We spent the last 60 days making sure that we had sufficient venues of all different kinds. And, you know, Napa Valley doesn't have a lot of movie theaters.
Yeah.
So
tasting rooms.
We're going to be talking some very interesting venues that we create, you know, winery barrel rooms.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. But, you know, really cool special event spaces at some of the top resorts, you know, in the world, you know, that are in Napa Valley. We're going to be turning these really cool places into screening rooms. And we're probably going to have somewhere in the neighborhood between, say, 10 or 12 screening venues for our first year that will stretch from Carneros in the south end of the valley all the way up to Calistoga in the far north. And so simultaneously, you're going to have people, you know, sitting down watching films, you know, in 10 to 12 different really interesting screening venues. So we wanted to make sure that those were there, and we satisfied ourselves with our due diligence that that was the case. And we also spent quite a bit of time talking with people up and down the valley and in the hospitality industry and the wine industry to figure out when the best time of year would be to have the event. Because, you know, Napa, as you can imagine, is a very crowded event calendar. And, of course, the wine industry and tourism, you know, there's very definite cycles and flows to that. And we wanted to position the festival at a time of year where it really helped the local economy, you know, so we didn't need to, you know, do it right in the middle of crush, for instance, in September, mid-September, when all the hotels are already full with tourism and all the winemakers are crazy busy,
right,
and wouldn't be able to focus on this at all or enjoy it, more importantly.
Yeah.
So it really was quite a process to settle on early November, kind of after the bulk of the crush work is done, and things are settling down. And frankly, the winemakers told us, "Yeah, we'll be ready. We'll be ready to have a good time at that point." And the great thing is that timing also lines up with the best time of year to get some great films. So on the programming side, you know, being able to sprinkle in, you know, a couple of, you know, very prestigious films that are maybe coming out in theaters for holiday release, and we'll get to have the directors and the stars come and, you know, have our audiences get to interact with them and see the films first, get those preview screenings and get that buzz going. So that's really where we've been focusing, is on the venue selection and identification and the calendaring. And we've got that done, and now we're turning our attention to really building the support for the festival, which is why we went out with the social media, that whole idea of, you know, gaining followers and getting fans on Facebook. That's great stuff to turn around and show to potential sponsors and say, hey, look how many people are excited about this.
Exactly.
So that's kind of what we're up to next. The next 90 days, like between now and Thanksgiving, is where we're going to focus on building all that foundational funding now, you know, founding sponsors and partners and patrons, and get all that in place. And if we feel like, you know, when we get to November and we're 1 year away and we feel like we've got sufficient, you know, founding capital in place, we can hire our team and get going, we will do it. We'll pull up festival. But you know what, if we don't, if everyone's kind of over the next 90 days says, hey, this is a great idea, but the economy still sucks and, you know, we can't write a big check, you know, just yet, you know, we may have to wait another year. You know,
right.
And that's what we're going to find out. But we're going to give it a real go.
Well, and that's the great thing about social media, right? You can really quickly gauge very directly the appetite, I guess, and the temperature and the enthusiasm for an event like this. So far, it seems quite good. I mean, you guys are already getting
we were kind of excited because we put that Facebook page up Monday evening, and I think we went to bed Monday night, and we had like 5 fans, and then we woke up and there were like 50. And then by the end of the day, there were like 120. And then, anyway, now there's like, I don't know, 360 or something.
Yeah, you guys are pushing 400 already.
So, yeah, no, it's good. So,
viral,
you know, you
viral marketing.
Want to get to that thousand fan milestone so that the name becomes like a normal name, and then I'd like to see us get to about 10,000 fans, which is the size of the number of people we're planning to have at the festival.
And so
it'd be really cool to be able to show a sponsor, hey, look, we got 10,000 fans on Facebook.
Right, exactly. And so I wanted to ask you, film and wine and Napa, I guess they're not strangers because you have a lot of people from the film and Hollywood in Napa, right, and Sonoma, owning wineries now. Is that, and maybe you can't talk about this or maybe it's too early, but is that something, Mark, that you can tap into, those contacts, those people who are in the movie industry?
Well, I think so. And the interesting thing is, of course, you know, there's some people that we know about that have, Hollywood people that have a presence in Napa. And then, of course, there's probably many that we have no idea about, and,
right.
And we will discover those things over time. But we will definitely encourage participation, by all of those folks, all of our outreach to the film industry. You know, we'll always be looking to find out, what Hollywood executive has a great wine collection and, has a second home up in St. Helena, that we didn't know, who knew, right?
Yeah, all right.
But it's going to be a natural for every conversation we have is, because it's just such a fun thing to talk about, people who are into wine love talking about wine.
Absolutely, and it's great drinking wine paired with great films. I want to thank you, Mark, for taking the time to spend with us. And as you go through your journey in playing this and getting it together, we'll definitely want to check in with you, and our readership would probably too, just to get updates. So thank you for spending the time today, and it sounds exciting, and we're looking forward to it as well.
Well, great. I'm happy to spend time with you guys and happy to do any follow-up conversation whenever you'd like.
And the last thing I guess we should leave off, Mark, is there contact information you want to give? Should people go to the Facebook page? Is there anything on Twitter that they should do?
There's all that. And I think the best gateway, we drew a simple web page, and of course it has the link both to Twitter and Facebook right off the web page. But there's also a little spot on the website where people can drop their email in if they want to go on the actual formal like e-newsletter list.
Right.
Obviously, they don't need to because they can just follow us on Facebook and Twitter. But that is Bottle Shock. Excuse me, I'm in Bottle Shock. I got Bottle Shock.
You got to plug both.
I know. It's crazy.
Multiple
but anyway, NapaValleyFilmFest.org.
Sorry, can you say it again, Mark?
Napa Valley Film Fest. Org.
NapaValleyFilmFest.org. And so before we leave off, do you want to talk about wine for a brief second? What are you drinking these days? What do you like? Or do you have anything happening in the wine front?
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, we had an unbelievable wine last night that I could tell you guys about. We had no clue. This was completely new. We had a little meeting with some really nice people up in St. Helena. Sue and Dick Wallach, and they have some really special vineyards that they control and grow grapes from and make wine from, and not just in Napa, though they live in Napa and their business is based there, but they have a very interesting collection of properties kind of up and down the coast. And they have a very interesting naming brand. They have this brand that they've developed is fascinating. They handed us a bottle as we were leaving. We said we were going off to another friend's home for dinner, and they said, "Here, take a bottle of our wine to dinner." And on the bottle was this number 44. But in his hands, because they were going off to their own dinner, he had another bottle, and it had the big number 38 on it.
Hmm.
And so I said, "Well, this is so interesting. You know, what is there? It might have been 39." But there are three different labels. They have a 38, a 39, and a 44. And what those numbers are the latitudes of the property. Okay, so the 44 was a Pinot Noir from their Oregon property up in the Willamette Valley. And that's up at latitude 44, of course. And then, 39 is a wine from a property over in Sonoma Valley. And 38, I believe, is something down in the Central Coast, maybe a Syrah. But anyway, so they gave us the 44, which is this unbelievable Pinot. And so you could look for it, you know, under 44.
Sure.
Very small production, incredibly delicious. And I must say, I don't know how much it cost because they just gave it to us as a gift, which we greatly appreciated, and we shared with everyone at our dinner. So that was quite a new discovery and something plenty for people to look out for.
All right, well, cool. We'll have to put some links to that and provide some more information. And I'm sure we'll have many more wine and film stories to follow, huh? It's a journey. So I want to thank you, Mark Lormer, producer of Bottle Shock, and now leading up the 2010 Napa Valley Film Festival. NapaValleyFilmFest.org is the website, and we'll put up the Twitter and Facebook information, but you can also put your email address there and join their newsletter. Thanks very much, Mark, for joining us.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.